Okay. Passage Leich Lecha. Passage Leich Lecha. A lot to speak about. Passage Leich Lecha. This year, I want to speak about different in your Indian. A little bit. He saw that we talk about boys in the parasha. States. Chazal tell us. To go out, to leave his land. And it wasn't easy in the Nisoyin for Avram. There's a lot to talk about that in the Nisoyin. What was the Nisoyin? What was the difficulty? Maybe we'll come back to a little bit, but that's not to this week. That's other years. We spoke about that a little bit. I want to speak about a specific Nakuda. Chazal tell us. In the more of a reserved aftas, the more of the Chazal. Be'etzem, the Gemara says that Sheish Alofim, for 6,000 years, the world will exist. Tona Deve Elio, Tessa Medal of a Rezora. Sheish Alofim Shona Havi Ha'ila. The world will exist for 6,000 years. Shnei Alofim Toyu, Shnei Alofim Toyra, Shnei Alofim Torah, Shnei Alofim Mois HaMashiach. 6,000 years the world will exist. The Chazal say that Boseinu HaRabim Nebuch, we lost out in the Mois HaMashiach. But the Gemara asks me, Shnei Alofim Torah Me'emas. Where is the Shnei Alofim Torah from? Says the Gemara, Ineimah mi Matan Torah. If it's a Matan Torah, Ad Hashto, Lecha Kuliyai. If we're going to say it starts Matan Torah from then, so Chor is not true. The Chor started earlier. 2,000 years, if we go back from Torah Bavoyu, from Bereshit, from Torah Bavoyu, we're going to hit 2,000 years earlier. Says the Gemara, where does it start from a time which is part of that's mentioned with this week's parasha, that a nefesh asher osu b'choron, the nefesh asher osu b'choron, and Avram Avinu, as Rashi says, that a nefesh asher osu b'choron, those are the ones that Avram took with him. But who was these nefesh asher osu b'choron? Say Chazal, v'yeri chitoy, v'yeri asher osu b'choron, Shaklashi Shachnison Tachas Kanfi Ashchino. Avram Megayas Hanoshim Visoro Megayas Hanoshim. Avram is Megayas the Nonoshim. Soro is Megayas Hanoshim. So Shteito, more of a Zora, that Torah started in the world with Avram Avinu, but not just with Avram Avinu. There's a nefesh asher osu b'choron, the part that's emphasized at the start of Torah in this world. But the kash is obvious, very apparent. We'll start all the way back in Bereishis, a vort that I was mechor is still MS. It says at the end of Bereishis that Hashem wanted to destroy the whole world, mamish, till the end. Wipe it out of existence. Ki nichamti ki asisim. I regret what I asked you, but Taka, I'm upset that I created them. Choshavti marasoy, so I have to think now what I did because I created them. V'noyach motzochein b'yene Hashem, says the pasuk, and Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem. Because Chazal tell us that this finding favor was the schus of Noach of Kiyam. Some say, as we mentioned last week in the Shmuz, that Avram that talked with Nigzar Noach also. Noach schus was he found favor in Hashem's eyes. How did he find favor? Can someone just bring me a Nefesh HaChaim, please? Nefesh HaChaim. How did he find favor in Hashem's eyes? The Ramban tells us a pshat. Dr. Ramban, show you call myself the fun of Noim Uniimim. Noach Vitzi Yitzchein was that all his ma'isim were beauty, were pleasant, were beautiful, and ni'imim, and pleasant. This was the koyach of his metzias chayim. As the Rebbe brings raya's, that we find the lashon of chayim, finding favor through his ma'isim by Yosef, he found favor in the eyes of the base Sad Beis HaSoyar, and other examples. And not Chas V'Shalom even thinking to argue on the Ramban Chas V'Shalom, which is to yours, there's nothing to talk about, obviously. It's a joke. But I want to offer maybe another pshat, maybe an understanding of what is Noach Motzachein B'Eini Hashem. The Nefesh HaChayim in Shai Dalit. The Nefesh HaChayim Shai Dalit Perek Yud Gimel. Murder the Kerei Rabbi Sat. The whole Shai Dalit is Kedai for every Ben Torah to learn Nefesh HaChayim Shai Dalit. You wouldn't have problems with every Ani Chizuk every few minutes in inspiration. Just read it, what it means to learn Torah. I'll just read a few words of Perek Yud Gimel over here, a few lines. By the Asik HaTorah Toisha, through the striving and delving into Torah Toisha, Nishlam Kavanosoi Yisborch Bebriya, the Shlemos Kavanosoi Bebriya, Shirak Bishvila Torah, she's asked by Yisrael, as we said in one of the Shmuzim last week, that the whole purpose and Tachlis of the creation of the world was for Torah. She's asked by Torah, she learned Torah. That was Ubishvili Swar. Vikavi Yoko, listen to a Lashon of Nefesh Chaim. Who Yisborach Someach B'Maisav Boi Lomo B'Yoisav. When Hashem sees that little yeshiva man in the back of the Beis Medrash, sitting there by his Gemara, everybody's out there doing this and doing that, and he's sitting there and he's by his Gemara and arming Nochamu. And maybe get Nochamu. And maybe get past the first bar out of the box. Come on. And going over the Gemaras with Chazaras and everything. When the Kodesh Bo sees that, that the Nefesh HaChaim, Yeroi Kodesh Bo, Sameach B'Maisav, Boi Lomo B'Yoisav, Yezu Shemen Simcha. Ah! Ru'u, Ru'u Bonai! Look at my children! Yezu Simcha! Shema'alim Chayim Lefonav. They bring up Chayim, this charm, this chut shel chesed, this chayin rises up on their faces in front of him. The emes, I just thought of it now, it's a gemara about the zayv etzem gufa. Besides the chayin, how do we know? First coming down, how do we know, Taka, if we find favor in Hashem's eyes, is if we find favor in other people's eyes also. The gemara zayv that about the zayv, that Gimel Amid Beis, Kala Oisek Batoira Balayla, whoever's Oisek Batoira Balayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chut Shel Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chut Shel Chesed. He draws upon him, he gives him a Chut Shel Chesed. Zok Rashi, everyone is always listening to a Rashi. Meisein Chinoi B'yeinei Abriyoi. He gives charm, he gives delight to Rashi, and everyone is always Dav Gimel. He gives this person, finds favor. People like to be with him. Why? He's Oisik B'Torah B'Layla. Says the Maharsha just on this vort. The Teva HaDvarim is, it's in Kenegad the Teva. The Teva HaDvarim is, the person who stays up late, whatever he's doing. He's groggy. He's angry. He's in a bad mood. People don't like to be around such a guy. He's not fun. So Chazal, but the person's Oisik B'Torah B'Layla. Like the Maharsha. A special schus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As he finds favor in Hashem's eyes, he's Mekayim, he's Malachain, I want to say Pshat. Since he's Malachain, he epitomizes what the congregation of the Bria is for. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives he has Chayim Bein Hashem and Meila, the special school of Chayim that comes shining down upon our boys. That's called the Oisik B'Torah B'Layla. He has a tremendous chayin lefani zbor kishor rishoyna v'eisad riyah. The chayin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created Adam HaRishoy, Hashem looked at his creation and such a chayin he had in front of him, Adam HaRishoy, koinim achet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that riyah. Ah! HaKadosh Baruch Hu such a known his creation. Yoro Simcha Bifonov, Kiyom Priyas and Shemaim Vahot, Kiyom Priyas and Adam, what a Simcha! And so too when a person is Oysa Batoira, as the Prophet says, Ayala Sahab Vyala Schein. Ay, what a Chain, what a Hano, what a Miriadika Gishmak, I keep into the Kesh Brogan to be. The feed there, I thought to myself, Miriadika Chap. The Noyach Motachain, Beini Hashem, it's Poshit. Was in Pashas noch steht, mit der Behema Teuro, und mit der Behema Schöne Teuro, so klatsch wie kann, schon lo mal Neuach Teuro. Neuach lo im Teuro. Mit Meilo, Ulai, that's the Pshad in the Pasuk now. Wenn Neuach, Mosachem, bei Eine Hashem, Lefidus, Yisoy, in der Schreim, kam dann irgendwie more stark, aber it's a beautiful Yisoy. That's the old Hindin over here was, that God both said, it's time to destroy everything, every breed, everything. They're ruining it, they're destroying, kill Kogodo! People want to go around like a mother and son and do the epitome of what the world was created for. Go again and do things that are like a mother and son. An abomination, my HaKadosh Baruch Hu! Even today, like a mother and son, we're still suffering with people who want to perpetuate those Yisoides of Anshei Stein. In Yerushalayim, we are Kodesh, like a mother and son, Lo Aleinu! You have to dive in Mamish Tvilas Atzumos and Chas HaShalom, this shouldn't happen. People want to go and take Zoni, that's an abomination, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and walk in the streets and pronounce it. Make something out of it. Rachmor Islam. Ki nichantim ki asisim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's time to decide to what to do with these people. Amazok HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'noyach Motzachem. Amazok the positive V'noyach Motzachem Be'ini Hashem. Noach found favor. He is still perpetuating the Yisrael of what the Bria is created for. Thus is B'koach, his chesed, as the Ramban says, his ma'isim ne'imim, as the chesed yibana, when all the people were saying, V'noach motzachein, B'koach ha'toyra, Noach lam ha'toyra, Noach slim toyra, he helped to create, he helped to keep the Bria going. But he helped that because Bogan was mistaken on him and said, ah, this is what I created the Bria for. Such a mensch. Very good shot, very nice shot. But I had a big kashla fees there. It's not Dafka Fida's void. His void just fit in and said beautiful pshat of Noach Motzachem. But that was the schus maybe why Noach was allowed kept around. In Cain, if that's the schus, I know was kept around. He learned Torah. But the Rashi said that before he learned Torah. So why, the boy said, the obvious question comes now when we started. The Torah says that the Gemara says about Zara. When did the generations of Torah start? The Gemara says 2,000 years, Torah Mamayu. 2,000 years, Torah. 2,000 years, Yemayu Shamashiach. When did Torah start? Says the Gemara, Matan Torah. No. We see it didn't start Matan Torah. The Shaila is, why not? So we're talking about when even individual Torah started. Or even when Torah started going. So if Torah started going, so we should start from Noach already. From the time of Noach! Noach, Lama Torah! It was time when the time when Torah was learnt! Noach, Lama Torah! And when you went to say it's Kabbalah Torah! But the Gemara comes out as Balas Kabbalah Torah, because you see it didn't start from God, because that's Avraham. An individual! What's the Chiluk of what he said? Why is the Gemara saying that the Torah started from Noach? But also we can ask even further. The Chazal say, Hashem put Adam in Gan Eden, La'avdu L'Shomra, says the time of Yerushim and Uziah, La'avdu L'Shomra, to be Omar B'Toyra. And Marishan also was Omar B'Toyra. So why does the Gemara attribute the Koyach of Toyra, the beginning of Toyra, to Adam Marishan? This is the Kasha, the Chor we can ask. And the Yisrael, I want to say, I think it's the Emes of Vahit, Rabbi Yisrael, I found later that Moshe Feinstein asked this Kasha also. I believe the Emes at Vahit, Rabbi Yisrael, the big, big Yisrael of what is Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. What is the Metzias of Torah? And it's a lesson for all of us to know and to cherish and to use out. The Yisrael at Vahit is Rabbi Yisrael. The estimate starts off in the Birkas at Torah. We know Birkas HaTorah is the biggest HaMitzvah. That's what it is. Reb Chaim has another story in what Birkas HaTorah, but the Pasuk is the Birkas HaMitzvah. And in the Birkas HaMitzvah, we find something very unique in Birkas HaTorah that we don't find by any of the brachas of Birkas HaMitzvahs. We take a lulav, Baruch HaTorah, Asher Al-Vatilas lulav, Lishmoya Kol Shofar. Here, we say La'asoy B'divrei Torah, but we don't end with that. We continue. V'harivna Hashem Elokeinu as divrei sarascha b'finu u'b'fiya is amcha beis Yisrael v'diya anachnu v'tzeretzoeinu v'tzeretzoe kol amcha beis Yisrael kula lo yoydei shumecha v'loim dei sarascha lishma. It's so popular that Baruch Rei Baruch Hashem, it got into a song even, Baruch Hashem, Zoycha Zayin, not every Meimer Chazal, everything gets into a song, it also got into a song, Baruch Hashem, B'schus, the Hele Gevirah Satorah. Oh, but the Shail is Meiridik. What are we doing in the middle of Birkas HaMitzvahs? Starting to mention, V'harav No, V'tzeretzo'eino, V'tzeretzo'eam, Chobeis Yisrael, V'davim V'kar Yisrael, in the middle of a Birkas HaMitzvahs, what's Tudman Yador? What are we doing over here? This is a Gevaldige Kasha. The Yisod HaDvorim Rabbi Yisai is to understand what Vos Heis Torah. Vos Heis Torah. Be'etim, the Sifrei Chacham in the beginning of Bereishis already asked this Kasha. Or explains it, I'm sorry, I should say. The first Rashi in Chumash starts off Omar Rav Yitzchok. Why is the Torah start off with Bereishis Bara Elokim? It should have started off with the first mitzvah, HaChodesh HaZalochem. Explains the Sifrei Chacham, what's the kasha of Rav Yitzchok? Why the Torah start off? Hashem started off at the beginning. Okay, it wasn't always the beginning, Seder, but it was basically the beginning of Kriyas HaAdam, who the world was created for. So what's the big kasha why it started off? So the Sifrei Chacham, we have a mistake in the word Torah. Torah is not stories. Torah is not just demon. Torah is from the world of high race to teach. That is what Torah means, to teach, to direct, to mechanech, to give over. That's the word what Torah means, lahoyrois, to teach, to direct, to show how to act. The Rambam writes, in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's Meduyik in Rambam, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not only learning Torah, but teaching Torah also is a chelek of the mitzvah of learning Torah. Thus means the shleimus of learning Torah, of the mitzvah called Talmud Torah, connected kulam, the shleimus of that mitzvah is when we teach it, when we pass it on, when we give it over, when we teach ourselves to others. That is the shleimus of Talmud Torah. Im Kein, Rabbi said, maybe we could understand the word by Avram. Avada, there were those that learned Torah before Avram. But the Maila, the generation of Torah started when Torah was started to be taught. When it's been giving over. When it was changing people's lives. When it's redirecting other people's Mahalcha Machayim. That's when Torah came upon the Bria. That's the beginning of Torah. All the Nefashos says, Mishabidu Loraisa. He was Mishabed them to Torah. Avram, Megayas, Anoshim. Sorem, Megayas, Anoshim. Thus is the Hatzchala from Torah. And thus is the shleimus of Torah. When we not only take and learn the Torah, when we pass it on, when we give it over, when we change, when because of the Torah, the person's life is redirected, is reshaped, it's going in the natural form. He has direction, he has a ma'alich. Then Torah has made its mark. just to learn the words of the Torah. Anybody could be like a subject. The Shiva said, he remembers when he first went to the New Haven Yeshiva, the first Yeshiva in America. He remembers nearby there was a college, New Haven College, whatever. And there was also a Professor Torrey, the Shiva says, Professor Torrey. He taught also Talmud. Talmud 1 and Talmud 2. He taught Talmud. That Torah. Reading the words and translating the words. A person could be a Chamor Noisei Svaros, as Chazal. Could have all the books. But he doesn't change. He doesn't become a Schanech. He doesn't become an different individual, a direction, a Mahalech, Lehoyles, to teach. To teach even ourselves. Rav Volbe used to always talk about this subject called Chinuch Atzmoy. This Chinuch La'achem, you have to also teach yourself how to act. Torah is not just a subject. It's a life. It's a way of life. A way of living. Torah is a living Sefer Torah. That's the godless of Torah. But the person, and the person does what the Torah says. He lives by the Torah. He does the mitzvahs. He does what, everything that's involved in Torah, all the stories. That teaches. That's the chelek of Torah. To teach, l'horos. To know. And to understand. And to act upon it. That is the shleimus of Torah. And that's why Rabbi Isai, Avram, Muzucha, to be the beginner, the one who started off the Madrega of Torah. Because he didn't only learn the Torah, he taught it to others. He gave it over. He used it as a way and a direction in life. And Baruch Hashem, this year, this word I thought was the Chash already last year, I spoke at the dinner, I mentioned this story about the Reshiva. I found it, this year I was Oymin on a Sephorno, I Tosayv Pashas Noyach. That's mamish unbelievable. The Sephoronai says, "V'noyach at the end of Pashas Breis, on the part of Noach Motzechein. What's time of Noach Motzechein? So the end of the Sephoronai, unbelievable, Rabbi said. Lahatzil gambolav v'noyisav, the essence of the Sephoronai, the etzem, Noach, family should not have been saved. Only himself, but the fact that he found Chayim, Be'er Hashem, Hashem did a special favor for him, and he saved his family. But why? Why wasn't his family also be Zoyich? V'zeh, ki lo ilomdu, es toirom l'das, es Hashem, ka'avram, Moishu, Shmuel, it speaks about Daniel, Ioy. They didn't teach their door. Many of the first what we're saying about Isaac. Ki lo ilomdu, es toirom l'das, es Hashem. Noach learned Torah! But did he teach it to the door? Did he give them direction? He might have given them a bunch of shmuz and he spent them doing wrong. He said, you know, this is not right, it's not proper. But he's himself. But if it's not the shleimus to pass it on, to give it over to others, that's the shleimus of Torah. That's why the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is lilmod ulalamed. And that's why I believe the emes, that the mitzvah that we mentioned, the birchas haTorah, which means the mitzvah we mentioned, what's it doing in the Birchas HaTorah if you would say it's Meiridik? Because the shleimus of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is not shalem until you have anachnu, v'tzetzu'einu, v'tzetzu'ei kol amcha b'yis Yisrael kolon yoydei shemech. That's the emes of shleimus. To give it over to the next generation. To teach. To take what you've learned. To take what you've gained and teach and help others to have knowledge of Hashem. If he learns something in yeshiva, wherever it is, to go back home, wherever it is,
to go to friends even in the yeshiva and to teach them the yisoid. For some strange reason he couldn't make the shmooz. Give him a tape. Tell him over. Tell him a good word that you learned something that you were kind of yourself. Something that's not so kinyan by yourself. You can't give it over. If you don't believe it with 100% MS, it doesn't have the effect when you give it over. In order for a person to be shleimus in Torah, he has to give over, he has to be lahoyimus. And sometimes it doesn't have to be dafka repair. And Moshe Feinstein said, the same b'libeinu lahovin, u'lahaskil lumoid u'lalambeid, lishmo v'lasus, u'lalambeid. Every person's a malamid, Torah lamid. So I'm not a malamid. I don't give a shir, not in the cheder, not in shiva tana, not in shiva doyla, not in first grade, second grade. I don't teach, I'm a regular balabos. A person could be a murid, a malamid, comes to shachas on time. He sits there with his talis and tefillin. He davens with kavana. Another bocha sees that bocha. How earnest he takes tefillah. He's a malamid. He comes to seder. He sits by his seat and he hurves and he shuckles and he learns. And he makes chazara systems. Another bocha sees him. He's a malamid. People don't realize how much limud comes from the etz of seeing. The person sees the emes of how a person acts. How another bocha works in yeshiva. He's the greatest malamid. Could be have a bigger effect than other people even though he didn't say a word. But actions speak much louder than words. He comes in and he works hard. What a chizuk. Into the base measure. What a chizuk to another bocha. I know myself, sometimes a person, you start off diving, you see something on the side, you look to the side, and this guy's mamash with fervor. Sometimes you get a big chizuk, you see that guy's treating it seriously. He gives you extra inspiration, he didn't say anything, he's doing it for himself. But he's so inspired. His whole act, his whole being speaks. Ribbono shel Olam. His whole, every mitzvah that he does Ribbono shel Olam. What a chizuk he gives. And that person has the schus of limud Torah, the lamei Torah, lamei Yisrael. That's what we're diving. Limud ulamei. It's also Moshe Feinstein. You don't have to be a rebbe to be a malamid. You can be a pashra bacha. You don't have a koyach adibur. You don't have a koyach adis. You work hard. You show your ernst. There's feeling in your avoda. Avram, everybody saw when they saw Avram Avinu. Avraham or Ivri, everybody saw him, they got inspired from him. He came to his Dar Abbas. The president got chizuk. They saw him. They saw how he acted. His achmadus orchim, his chesed, his toilet, his everything. They saw him as a human being I want to be like. This is somebody I want to act like. That's how Avraham was Megaya. And the more we master ourselves, and the more we work at trying to inspire others, Kach will reach the Shleimus of Amiti. That's a nefesh asher osu b'chara. But it's even more of Isai. We can't underestimate our potential. Every human being has shmiridic potential. Shmiridic potential to be an emes malame. We don't realize it. We think, who am I? Who says I can go out and give to be inspiring others, inspire others? Who says I can teach a Gemara to others I don't know myself? And those are Sheker of Isai. If you really want, if you really try, you'll overcome all obstacles of Isai. I don't know if I said the Maisa once, Rabbi Abba Berman, Zatzal, Grace of Magad Shia, Grace of Talmud Chocham, Amkir Amiti, big Talmud Chocham, giant, the Bemis of God will be strong. He's a mechun with the Zagzayn Zun Zayn the Voltuski. And the Maisa, when he came over to America, he had a tremendous, terrible stutter. He learned to me, she was one of the Goyne Hamir. He had a tremendous stutter. Even to the final days, it was difficult. But when he came over, and he went to some bureau over there, and they were giving out jobs, they were trying to encourage people to take jobs. And they asked him, what does he want to be? So he said he wants to be Malami, he wants to teach Torah. They said, forget about that. Until he got the words out. Forget about that. You're a genius. We'll put you up. We'll give you a big grant. You go into a room. And you go into that room. You'll study. You'll experiment in science and by whatever it is. you'll discover, who knows what, discover America, and Be'ez Hashem, you'll make him rich, and that's it, that's for you, to teach, not Shaykh, you can't speak, you can't, tremendous daughter. Kitsi walked out of the bureau, and he's been Kabul a lot more that he wants to teach Torah with all his might. He wants to teach Torah. The kids are, not a few weeks later, he was suffering from a tremendous back problem. He went to a doctor, and the doctor prescribed certain pills. He started taking those pills, his back didn't get better. Somehow, it affected his speech. And the mice, he was able to be at least understood. I mean, not that it 100% healed, but it got much better. And because of that, he was able to teach Torah for many, many years afterwards. And he said, B'schus, that was Makaba, believe Shalom, that I want to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, because Bo was Mazakim me. That was Zoycha through and murdered the Ganev, because he was taking the pills for his back. But Baruch Hashem, it was Zoycha. People don't realize the greatest chus in the world, Rabbi Yisai. A person who teaches Torah, he could be a malame in a young class. What a schus that is, Rabbi Yisai. We treat his as a 6th grade Rebbe, a 4th grade Rebbe, Aleph Beis Rebbe. The person doesn't realize the Aleph Beis Rebbe, as he teaches the Yisoidas. If he gets the Aleph Beis right, everything follows. Then the 1st grade Rebbe teaches the Yisoidas of Chumash. If he gets those Yisoidas right, who knows what? And so on and so forth. That's Chos Gemara, and the this, and the Iyan HaGemara. And he gives him the Shmak in Gemara. Somewhere along the lines, he's in that process of teaching Torah to Am Yisrael. What is chos, Rabbi Yisai? They once said, the Ragat Shav HaGoyin used to, he was very, very, very big. Halamaisa, he didn't hold of showering people with praises if it wasn't really in Makom, in the right place. So he would say, somebody once told him about a certain Adam Godel, he said, hey, he's a good Malamed. Look, he's a nice Malamed, he's a Rosh Shiva, he's a good Malamed. He chose a Shah for Yid. When he got back to that Yid, the big Rosh Shiva, he said, Vas is Schlecht? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malamed, he's also Malamed. A Malamed Torah L'Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also the Malamed. What's wrong with being a Malamed? People degrade Nebuch and the Oilam and the Welt, the degradingness of sometimes of having a job. Of having a job as a second grade, third grade Rebbe, what does he do already? And, you know, how much money does he get? The salaries. The biggest salary in the world should go to the second grade, third grade Rebbe, not to the doctors, the lawyers. I'm saying they should also get good. But what about the second grade Rebbe? They're saving lives. They're producing lives. They're giving lives. Tikihem Chayenu. Where's their aspirations of Oisai to be the Malamed? To teach the Torah? A person deep inside of him should one day want that should be his aspiration in life, to be a great Malamed. But for whatever reason he's not. For whatever reason he takes on a different field in life, and sometimes people do. And they have to. But he has to realize in life, the Shleimus is only when the things go in and they become part of him. They become his actual life. He's a teacher through his actions, through his expressions, in his home, especially to be a teacher, to be an example, and also in the street, in the shul, to be the one that shows his lahoyrois. That's what we have to try to work out of my brain. We have to learn Torah now with that achrayus, that who knows what we're going to be one day. Maybe Be'ez Hashem will be zorcha to be the emes of Malamed. But even if we're not, we have to realize we're also going to be Malamdim. The Tzura of Klal Yisrael is going to be shaped by us and our children. We have to take on that achrayus. We have to have the realization. And we have to have taka, the responsibility of realizing that the way we learn Torah now is not just for ourselves. No! It's for the future generations. It's for our grandchildren. And if we're shvacht up now, it's going to show in how we act, and we run our lives, and we build our families, Rabbi Yisai. What type of whole household we're going to have? You come into our house, what's going to be hanging there? What kind of pictures? Rembrandts? Or is it going to be a house steeped in Torah with a feeling? You come into the house, you feel it. It's in the air. It's in the idea. This is the home from Torah. This is the home from Yira. This is the home from Gvilas Chesed. You just walk into the house, you feel it. People know that feeling. You go sometimes on Friday night, you just feel the ruchness in the air. Where did that come from? That comes because the person living, the people living in that house are inspired people for Yiddishkeit. They are from the Soros. They are from the Soros. Avram was sad, he sat and brought people to his home, but inspired through his home. I'm sure he went out also, but a lot of the inspiration was through his house. He said, Achila, Shtia, Levia. He invited people to his home, and through that he passed the word of Hashem, one by one. Not necessarily you have to go all the way out. In the confines of your home, you could spread the word of Hashem. But again, if it's not 100% MS by you, if he doesn't believe it with all his might, if he doesn't feel it, if it's not part of his being, it won't impress. It won't inspire. But so if it's Shaldov, it won't inspire. I saw once an unbelievable vort. I'm ending my body side. Moshe Sher, the Tzal, the Chronin Levrocha, he once said a vort. You have to understand the big vort. We're not trying Chas V'Shalom. You see, there was Noach was different from Avram. Each one had their tafkid. But he asked the Gevaldik Akasha. Noach spoke for 120 years. He gave a Musash, the same Musash Shmuz. 120 years. He was banging away at that ark. Noah's ark. Bang away. Shame. Pass the hammer. Yefet. Bring the screwdriver. And Chum. Come on, Chum. Get over here. Get over here. There's a screw missing over here. Mom's banging away. People coming by every day, walking by. Here comes Larry Smith walking by. He sees an old man with a white beard. Mom has a white beard. And he's sitting there building the ark. Everybody has the comic book, has the coloring books at home. Noah's on his ark. See the old man banging away. Bang with the hammer. Boom. Bang, bang, bang. He said, Mr. El, and they respected Noach. He was a respectable person. He says, when he came to the world, he brought harmony to the world. But Noach, he's saying, Achameinu, Ma'aseinu. There was certain harmony, certain good sky that he brought to the world. They see him building an ark. Day in, Avery from day to night, he's building the ark. Noah, what you doing over there? I'm building an ark. Wow, nice hobby. A little bit of pretty big ark for a hobby over there. Sam, Shay, what are you doing? Yeah, I'm helping my pops today build the ark. Come on, let's go play some football. What are you building that ark for? You guys don't realize there's a marble gonna come. A big flood. Destroy everything. Every tree, every plant. You're gonna be wiped to the face. Good one, Sam. Tell it to the Marines. We're going to play some football. You enjoy your building of your ark. And they bang away, and every day people are walking by. And Mamish, new exhibition. They made an exhibition out of it. There's someone charging tickets outside, 20 shekel, $20 a ticket to see the ark that Noah's building. People kind of like, wow. And they have their Mamish, their, what's it called, their binoculars. He's looking from far. Wow, you see on top, it's Amalamala. Oh wow, there are three floors in that ark. There's a view, there's a tour today of the ark. The Zevul floor, here the bathrooms. Mama's building so nice. Special toilet seats over there. Mama's beautiful. Golden toilet seats. There, oh wow, very nice. What's on this floor? Oh, here the animals are gonna live. Here's the giraffe where the giraffes are gonna stay. Wow, they need a large neck. I don't know if I'm gonna fit in. And they're talking about the elephants. Everybody's talking very nice. They walk out. Nice tour. What's on deck? And they're going, and they're talking, what's all this being built for? That's the talk of town, and Noah's giving a schmooze. And every day, every night, he stands, there's a big crowd around him, Noah with long beard. There's going to be a flood! There's going to be a terrible flood! We're all going to be wiped out! God told me to build this ark to save my family, and you all now can be saved! If you join and do teshuvah! And no one is listening. They can walk in day and night, another tour, thousands of people coming. Damn, it was a record crowd to see this ark of Noah. And slow, and no one's moving about it. It's like a Moshe Sheh. Gevalde Geshayla. Why didn't Mel Shmuz have an effect on anybody? Why didn't it have this effect? Says Lamais, the Poshub Shai, they were so stooped in Taiva and in Tumah. That's the Poshub Taich. Because they were so affected in their hearts. The Chazal say 24 things, Ma'akav is a tshuva. The things that we do that don't let the feelings of tshuva enter. Chazal say, Bas Ko Yotzes. There's a Basco that goes out, and a Basco pronounces, "Whoa, Priya is a burden shall turn to Busha." A guy sitting and learning, and all of a sudden he's mad in the middle of a time, he starts talking about peanut butter. Ah, a burden shall turn to Basco Yoitis. Who hears that Basco? Who hears that Basco? Said Rabbi Yolopian. Somebody sometimes walking down the street and all of a sudden you get a hero tshuva. You get a feeling, I want to learn Torah. I want to come close to Hashem. All of a sudden it's out of nowhere. Where did it come from? You're walking down the street, you're thinking about what ice cream you're buying. Chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry with pistachio nuts on top. Mama, you were thinking about that ice cream. All of a sudden in the middle of your heart, you get a hero tshuva. Ah, I want to go learn now. I forget about the pistachio nuts. I'll take it out the pistachio. I want to go learn. All of a sudden, where does it come from? That Basco. The neshama heard the Basco. But if a person is mamish, gets so much involved in tumah and taiva, he won't hear that Basco. That's the Poshub Shad. Where Moshe shares an unbelievable word. I don't know if to say it about Noyah. We have to understand what it means. But the word is Yisoid Godol. So then Noyah was a maimin, the enoy maimin. And the reason why he was my enemy was for good reason, says the Chayyim Shulevitz. But he didn't believe it with his one. That Chazal tells us already. For whatever reason, with the 1,000% of his every fiber of his being, he didn't believe 1,000%. For Fima Dregosa, however, we should believe 30-20%. But he with 1,000% didn't believe. He didn't believe 1,000% with all his being. He was a Maimon Ve'enoy Maimon. Why? Because he thought. He had emunah in the chesed of Hashem, that Hashem somehow going to find his chus. But there was a shtickle chesed in the emunah of his belief that the Malbo was going to come. The man said, Moshe Sheh, in order to inspire somebody else, you got to believe it 1,000%. It has to be so true by you! For if not, to have the effect on somebody else, you could scream a great Moshe Shmuel. Good shmooze, Rabbi. Hit him in the arm. Great shmooze, Rabbi. Say it again. But at the end of the day, to have the inspiration to inspire the individual, he has to know that it's MS. Das ist teures MS. Das ist a mein Metzias in my life. To give it over. To inspire. To change liberal lives. To change our own lives. We have to re-believe it. It has to become part of us. It has to be so part of us that we're overflowing with it. And then the waters just keep going on to others and others. That's the soiv of Liman HaTorah, of Esik HaTorah, of that's the purpose word of Ria. Because Baruch Hu doesn't want to read the words. He doesn't want to say, okay, we know it all. Finished. Getting finished this, finished that. That's not what learning Torah is about. Learning Torah is learning it so much that it becomes a chelek of the guf. It becomes a chelek of his body. The Gemara says to my Yehudi Gezach. The Gemara says in Shulmis, I'm ending. Says in my Shulmis, Tav Yitzayin. I'm my Yehudi Gezach. The Gemara says that it is Aloch of Levaya. We stop learning like Tzoros Ameis to Lachvez Eskala. The man of Amurim, Kishayim, I call Tzorochoy. If not, everybody's there. If there's not enough people, but if there's enough people, you don't have to Mavatna. Omer Av Shmuel, Gemara says, Omer, says the Gemara, says the Gemara, Mishmedia, Trace, the Gemara says, Kama called Tzorochoy, how much is called Tzorochoy? Trace out the Gavri, for Shishah Shippuri, 12,000 people, 6,000 trumpet players. Stok to Gimoro. Ah. Rav Yechon Omar, how many people is called Torochoy? The Tilosoy Kinesinosa. Manasinosa Beshishim Riboy after he lost. What's called Torochoy? 600,000 people have to be there. For every Yid, Rabbi said. Any Poshri Yid was there. So to Gimoro, Rani Mila Mandakovi, Vitani. That's for a person who just learned Torah. I will demand him ask me, but if a person taught Torah to somebody else, last lay Shiyuva, there's no shear. I don't understand. I don't watch Shabbos Gemara. Why is there no shear? Nisinasa can Nisinasa. How is it? It's greater than Nisinas Atoira. Nisinas Atoira is 600,000. Nisinas Atoira is 600,000. It's better than Man Torah than Nisinas Atoira. The Torah is yes. But the Gemara is not in Marcus. Kama Tipshi the Bavloi. To come in if they say the Torah. But if they don't come in front of a person who learns Torah, who teaches Torah, Kama Tipshit, what's the Tipshit? He has a Sefer Torah, Mamish, with all the ornaments on it, Mamish, the yards and the everything, Mamish, beautiful gold, silver, everything. Here's a portion of the guy walking in, straggled up suit, he comes in, Tama Chacham, Rabbi Torah has to look nice. What's the big Tipshit? Teretz is, he has a labor that is a Sefer Torah, he has a living Sefer Torah. Shlemus is living Sefer Torah. As of Chazal, Kama Tipshi, that's a godless, it's even greater. Less lay Shiura Zakta Gemara, that's I believe the Pshat. There's no Shia for a person who taught Torah. The Shlemus of teaching Torah, the Shlemus, that's the Shlemus of Torah. Limra Torah is Gevaldik, that's Kinesin also. Oh, but the Shlemus of teaching Torah is even greater than Torah itself. There's the Shlemus of Torah, that we have to understand. You have to warn Torah with such a brand and such a cheshek. To give over Torah, I want to add, Rabbi Yisai. That's what we say, V'harivno, I believe. Why do we say V'harivno? V'harivno, Hashem, Kedosh, Dibrei. The whole purpose is to Yisrael. Shleimus is to teach. If you don't have the Ahava, if you don't have the Simcha, if you don't enjoy it, no one's going to get the Simcha. You're not going to be able to give it over to others, Rabbi Yisai. Like Rav Noach told that guy who wanted to be a Mashkiach. He told him. He said he won't learn Torah, he won't learn Gemara, just learn Muslim Sfarim and become a Mashkiach. Rav Noach told him, how are you going to give a shmuz about Avos HaTorah? But not only how are you going to give a shmuz about Avos HaTorah, how are they going to see that you have Avos HaTorah? When the Talmud sees the Rebbe's Avos HaTorah, that gives him inspiration. If he doesn't have it, it won't affect. Not only for ourselves, we have to realize we have to be a little bit chachamim. We have to look, we have to see the future, and we have to realize that we have responsibility to shape the future door. Who is going to shape the future door? The people walking in the gay parade, they're going to shape the future door. Rachman al Islam, we, the Ruchnias, we have that call to shape it. When you're learning now, getting. Or whatever stuff that you're learning. You're not learning it only for now. That's where a child's play. It's true you're learning for now, and that's where you have the concentration. But the responsibility has to be, the achrayas has to be, that this mesechta, I want to be koyneh. Because this mesechta, I want to give it over. I want to inspire with it. But whatever Torah I learn, I'm not learning for myself. I'm learning that I should be able to give it over either orally or with action. And this way, Makayim the Tafkid Abriya. The Poisi once told the story of Panovich Rav came to a city in Cincinnati. What a simcha he had. He saw a buck, little kinder, learning with such simcha, such a spilus. He said, this looks like a cheder in Panovich, in Alta Panovich. What's the pshat? What's the secret of the Rebbe? And we said over the Rebbe, not for now, a long story, but the Rebbe said, he saw his Messias Nevesh of his parents had for Torah. They already sell their cow.
the only cow, which is the panosa. That's what taught them what Torah was about, in order they should have a good Rebbe to learn. Simchas HaTorah only comes to one thing: realizing what we have in front of us. Realizing that we have the greatest possible thing in the whole entire world in front of us every single morning. And if we treat it with respect, and we approach it with that feeling, the Torah will inspire us. We'll learn it with such a simcha. The harem that will come to fruition! And then memeil of etzetzo'ein of etzetzo'ein. The Rishiva always says, Nochalti edoisecha, ki sesoin libi hema. David Amel says, I gave over his inheritance, your edus, your Torah, ki sesoin libi hema. Torah is a Torah, nish b'yerusha, but avas a Torah is b'yerusha. Love of Torah, enjoyment of Torah, that's b'yerusha. That can be given over and inspired to the next generation. That's our charge! That's our responsibility! We shouldn't shunt it! We have this responsibility! We have to pass on the baton! How is the generation in the future going to look? We have people who understand what I'm saying today should learn Torah, which is just spineless, which is limit! He should chazar unbelievable! Chazar unbelievable! Because he realizes this is going to affect not only myself, my future generations, maybe others' future generations. I'm responsible for the entire world. And if we do ours, and we're spalled to the Rebbeinu Shlom to give us the Siyat Dishmaya, that we want to be teachers of Torah in any way that we can, then be Ezra Hashem, like the Maisa with Abba Berman, Hashem will give us the Siyat Dishmaya. You don't realize it, Rabbi Isai. We sometimes go back and we come in and we don't think we're mamish able to teach and everything. We go to shul and there's a bachur, a shvacha bachur. He said, maybe you'll learn with me. And the mood's been as manam. I have so many things to do, so many things to catch up on. All the different FILMs to catch up on. And the Rabbi said, it's not for me. Learn with me 10 minutes of bachur with a big beanie. You say, oh, go over. You go over on your own and they say, yeah, I'll learn with you. You never know, Rabbi Isai, how that could affect such a kid. And you are the one who inspired him, his future generations, ad soif kol adoyres. As the Chovas HaVavos says, there's no greater schar to somebody who brings someone back or inspires another human being. Thus all the generations and generations and generations will go into his cash register of us. We should be zoicha be'ezer. As nefesh asher osu b'chon, as da'atzchos ha'toyra, we should be zoicha to reach that shleimus. And b'zeicha to bring a mirror to kachin and achasuach to the Rebbeinu Shlom, to this koyach of spreading Torah, of bringing it to everybody. B'zeicha be'ezah Hashem to the emes ha'atzlocha, to the alpayim Torah, and the alpayim yemoisa Mashiach, and here we are.